Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen. Joining me from Hospice of Helping Hands in West Branch, Leslie Kenny. How are you today, Leslie?
I'm great. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the program. And we're going to talk about, well, we've talked about it in the past when we do our medical spotlights, but you guys are very, very closely related with the veterans programs. And since we're coming up on Veterans Day, you guys have some big events taking place.
We sure do. In 2010, Hospice of Helping Hands became a national partner with the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization for their We Honor Veterans program. And what that means is our staff went through a lot of extra education to be able to better serve our veterans. We developed a veteran-to-veteran volunteer program, and we changed some of our policies and procedures to better serve our veteran patients. So we really are the specialists when it comes to veteran hospice care. And beyond that, an extra special thing is we were the very first hospice in the state of Michigan to attain level 4, the highest level available in the We Honor Veterans program. So this is a point of pride for us, something we take a lot of pride in. We're very proud to be a part of, to be able to honor and serve our nation's veterans.
Boy, no doubt about that. And you guys, I know we've talked about it in the past. You are on the cutting edge of helping veterans, but also going the extra mile with, like I said, some of the events that you guys do too. Not only do the veterans come to you when it's end of life care, but you go to them in honor of them and the things they've done.
We sure do. We've really embraced the veteran mission in our organization, and we've reached out to our community, like you said, and we are holding 16. We've already done two of them. We honor veterans celebration services the first 2 weeks of November. You can find out when one of those events is close to your hometown, it's throughout our 7-county service area, by going onto our website at hospiceofhelpinghands.com. At all of these celebration services, we have a pinning ceremony, and we honor all of our veterans who are present. We also have partnerships with the different American Legions and VFWs in each community that come and help participate with these services. There's special music and refreshments following the service. I haven't been to one yet where I haven't felt touched. These are very well received, open to the public. I want people to know that any veteran is welcome to come to these services, and we strongly encourage their caregivers to come, for them to invite their families. This is something that we're very honored that we can provide this service, and we look forward to each and every single one of them. So log on and see when the next one is close to you in your hometown at hospiceofhelpinghands.com.
Yeah, indeed. Like you said, you've got 7 counties, so they're spread out among those 7 counties. So you really are hitting all the areas and getting as many veterans involved as possible.
That's right. And if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to call me. You can reach me at 989-345-4700 or 800-992-6592.
Yes, and not just for the We Honor Veterans program that you're doing, but any of the veterans-type programs or just information on Hospice of Helping Hands in general.
That's right. And like you said, we do have other veteran events coming up. This Thursday, November 7th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hospice of Helping Hands office, we are holding our first ever Veterans Resource Open House.
Yes.
We have 13 different veteran-related organizations. They might provide services or support that will be here. And we're encouraging not only veterans and their caregivers to attend this open house, but anyone who works in healthcare who is passing along information to clients and patients that need information if they are a veteran to attend these, because it's a great place to get resources to learn about what services are available for our veterans. In addition to the different organizations who will be here, we're going to be holding 2 very special programs. It's a breakout session called Side Effects of War. It's going to be an abbreviated version put on by Rhonda Copeland, our Quality and Educational Coordinator. This program is typically an hour, but we're going to do an abbreviated version, and this is specifically for healthcare professionals.
Oh, okay.
We're really excited that she was willing to do this. It's been a very well-received program. She's presented at the Michigan Hospice and Palliative Care Organizations conference, and this is something that is very beneficial for anyone working in the healthcare field and who is working with veterans. So passing that education on to our healthcare partners here. Besides the open house, we also are offering a free screening of the movie Honor Flight on Monday, November 18th at 2 o'clock at West Branch Cinema 3. Are you familiar with Honor Flight, Kevin?
I am. As a matter of fact, we had them on a previous edition of Sunrise Side to talk about that program. It's a wonderful program.
Yes, it is. Their mission is to send World War II veterans to their memorial, and it's kind of like a make-a-wish for a veteran. That's how I view it. And if you've ever seen the trailer to the movie is a documentary about some living World War II veterans and their trip to go see the memorial. It talks about how Honor Flight is able to achieve these trips and what it means to the people who get to go. And we're very excited to be able to offer this as a free community event right here in Northeast Michigan. So if you'd like to join us, it is open to the public. I've had lots of phone calls asking if it was specifically just for veterans. It's for veterans. It's for their caregivers. If you just want to come and see, it's a very moving documentary, and we love to have you come. So once again, if you have any questions about any of these events, you can always reach me at 1-800-992-6592 or check out our website at hospiceofhelpinghands.com.
Very good. From Hospice of Helping Hands, Leslie Kenny. Leslie, thank you for joining us on this edition of Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin.